We now find ourselves in the period called Sfirat HaOmer, the counting of the Omer. And the Omer was a particular measure of barley that was brought in the temple, in the Beit HaMikdash, on the second day of Passover. And so from that point, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to count from that day on to the giving of the Torah at Shavuot. And we'll get there when we get there. Perhaps you've heard of the holiday Lag BaOmer. That's the 33rd day of the Omer. And again, we'll get there when we get there. But right now, I just want to tell you a little bit about the Omer itself. The counting of the Omer, on its basic level, like I said, is just the counting of the days from Passover until Shavuot. But on a deeper, more spiritual level, the Kabbalah assigns to every day a particular midah, or character attribute. So we have this, there's in general seven midot, seven attributes, and within each of those midot, you have all seven as well. So 7 times 7 is 49, so you get the 49 days of the Omer, and the 50th day is Shavuot. So what are these midot? So they are chesed, which is kindness, benevolence. You have gevurah, which is justice or discipline. Tiferet, beauty or harmony, compassion. Then you have netzach, which is endurance or ambition. Hod, which is humility or splendor. Yesod, bonding or foundation. And then malchut, which is nobility, sovereignty, leadership. And each one of these has all the others within it. For example, you have chesed, kindness. So chesed shebechesed, the chesed of chesed, that's just overt loving kindness, giving, pouring out your love. However, you also have gevura shebechesed. You have restraint or discipline within kindness. For instance, a child does something wrong or wants something that's bad, you have to say no. You have to punish them. You have to hold back from them, because that is an expression of your love, because you don't want them to hurt themselves, because you want them to grow and become better people. So it's not always, chesed is not always just giving. And so again, for each of these midot, you have all seven within. So this is a time period of self-reflection, of working on ourselves, because Passover is the time of our freedom. And now that we're free, what do? We were oppressed. There was an outside force holding us back. And Passover completely nullifies that, gets rid of it entirely, and now we are free. So what does it mean to be free? So now we have to do the work. Now we have to work on ourselves and become better people. And this is the idea of Sfirat HaOmer, of every day growing and improving and working on ourselves on the inside in order to reach our full potential, so we will be worthy of the receiving of the Torah at Mount Sinai. Shabbat Shalom.